this off. Okay, it's a little warm up here. We took some windows out of the house the last couple days and changed them, and you know, the wind blowing, and yesterday I was just like, man, I don't want to do anything. I'm cold. Like, I don't want to take that window out. And Angela kept saying, you're cold because you're not working. You know what? She was right. I started working and it got better. I got warm, but then we'd be in the house and just like, okay, we got to take our sweatshirt off and everything because now we're too warm. Hallelujah. God is a good God. You know, we as Christians, I should hope we all know by now we're not perfect. And that no matter what our age, no matter how long we've been serving the Lord, we're not always mature. I hate to say it, some of the biggest babies I've ever seen in a church were the white hairs. They were the ones who would argue, get out of my seat. I've sat there for 50 years. My grandpappy donated that pew. See the plaque on the end? This is for our family. Believe it, those are real of churches here in this county who have dealt with that. What I want to talk to you today is something that God has really been on me a lot about it in my own life. You know, I know you look up here and you say, well, you know, Pastor, you don't seem to shut up and you just kind of get up there. I'm going to tell you right now, first off, there's a whole new anointing that comes on me up here. How many of you know Jesse Duplantis? Y'all love him because he's funny, don't you? He told us ministry, he says, I'm not that person. That's an anointing that comes on. He says, I can be a bit abrasive. I'm not that fun. He said, the anointing comes on me and I become funny to preach the word of God in a way you can get it. And I've not always been a bold person. I mean, there's been some things I've been bold. My mom told me when my sister Barbie was born that I went downstairs. The kids that were in the yard downstairs playing, we lived in a duplex house, and told them to shut up. They were disrupting my little sister. Mind you, I was 5. They were teenagers. So there are some things I'm a little bit cocky on, but then there's other things I'm not quite as bold on. And then I've tried to force myself to become bold, to stand up and do what needs to be done, say what needs to be said. And that, for me, that was the thing, because, you know, that was seemed to be the big thing is people wanted, you know, when I was a kid, you keep quiet. You're seen and not heard. And sometimes God's children should be seen and not heard. I'm actually hearing a song going through my head right now. But then there's times that we really should just keep our mouths shut. There's times that I've dealt with, even like I said recently, where I've thought, I'm going to speak the truth. We're supposed to speak the truth in all love, right? Love does not offend necessarily. Okay, but that's tough love. You don't know what tough love is. Well, you know, listen, I'm going to tell you what we got an idea of tough love is from generations ago that didn't know the Holy Spirit, generations that didn't know the love of God. We need to put that garbage to bed. Okay? We are supposed to be looking in the Word constantly. God is a multifaceted God. You see him a little different than I see him. I can see him now as a great builder. That's what amazes me. You know, I don't always understand science and stuff like that, but I love watching the shows when they talk about the universe. You know, the other morning I walked out. I got to share this. I walked out. Angela got me up. That's why. I was like, why was I outside in the morning when the stars were still out? She woke me up and says, you got to see these stars. Now, you know, when we first moved there, I paid attention right real quick because the Big Dipper is right in line with my barn. And when it comes out in the evening, when it's revealed in the evening, it's real low and lays right there behind my barn. But we came out, And the Big Dipper was now towards the eastern sky, but instead of being like this, it was like this. The Big Dipper didn't move. We rotated. And that kind of stuff amazes me, and I'm thrilled, and I love to see how things are built. So I can relate to God now, not only as the Lord of hosts, which is a Lord of military, it's a military term, but the Lord creator, the Lord builder. It is a part of me now to learn and know who God is as the creator of our bodies. How phenomenal these things are. And, you know, but as I look back in the Word, you know, I don't see God being rude and offensive. People will get tripped up on the truth. Don't get me wrong. People will be offended because the truth offends them. I was just telling Carl the other day, I said, you know why people want, when you get involved with people and you're talking with them and you don't even have to, you don't even have to bring up Jesus Christ. You just say one little thing and they say, why are you preaching at me? Quit preaching. Anybody ever experienced that? And you didn't say anything. But what was pretty much common sense, more than likely, is because they are in sin and those who are in sin are in the world. And if you're in the world, Jesus said, the world is condemned because I came. They're condemned. That's why they don't want to be with you. They feel condemnation of their sin instead of what you're feeling. You're like, Jesus took my sin and it's gone. I no longer have that weight on me. I no longer have this. And so we've, as we're coming out, you know, I mean, this presidential campaign, I'm like, can we start over, please? Nobody that ran this time can ever run again. We'll just clean the slate. But we got people using words. We got people being offensive. Doesn't matter which side. Both sides are offensive. We've got things going on. Well, it's the truth. No, it's not. I mean, come on, seriously. I've done my fact-checking, too, and you can't believe the lies that have been... It's not that hard to fact check. I do a lot of fact checking on things people tell me before I've learned it because I've gone out and told things and somebody who worked in that industry said, no, it's not. I'm like, boy, don't I feel like the doofus now. I thought I was all smart and all this and somebody said, no, you're wrong. And then I went back and checked and I was like, I got schooled. I was wrong. We're going to read in James this morning. I'm sure you were probably, if you've been around your Bible enough to know, James had a lot to say about this little subject of our tongue, about our words. And there was a good reason. We'll start in verse 1. It said, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Okay, that has nothing to do with a lot of you. Although there's a lot of people who say, I want to teach. That's why I'm very selective of who gets to come up and teach. Because what we teach, people take out of here is the gospel. If I go, you know, who is it? Jesse was telling us about the Millerites in Ashland. Anybody ever heard of them? Maybe some history people. They were in 1870. That was you. Oh, it was Joshua. I couldn't remember. Okay, well, about 1870 somewhere, there were a group that the preacher got everybody convinced Jesus Christ was coming back that year. So they all these farmers sold all their crops, never took their crops in, sold all their equipment, gave away all their garbage, and they went on a hilltop in white robes and waited. Jesus didn't come back, obviously. The next year, they did it again. What, 3 years maybe total? They did it. They finally got smart. Who's God going to hold as much accountable for the garbage they taught? First off, he's going to hold that teacher. That's what James is talking about here. James is the brother of Jesus. Jesus had physical brothers. Mary did not remain a virgin. And it's actually believed that Joseph had children, older children. His wife had died. He was an older man. So James is actually the first preacher, the first pastor of the church in Jerusalem. And he's warning people to be careful. Everybody wants to be the teacher. Everybody wants to be up here. To be honest with you, there's times I still want to be out there. But this is where I am, and this is where I shall stay. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, again, mature, able also to bridle the whole body. First off, he said, we all stumble. We all stumble. It doesn't matter if you're in the pulpit. Doesn't matter if you're on TV. I know we look up the people on TV. Oh, they're just such great. Yeah, we're getting this side of them. Let's get on the other side of the TV. Let's get on the other side of that wall. This is where God... See, what happens is when people... We become teachers, for starters. We have to be very careful that we aren't treating other people bad. And actually seen that happen. I've seen how people, some preachers have treated those who work with them. And I got to tell you, I was sadly disappointed. If I ever treat anybody like that, I've already told my, let me know that I'm being a jerk. I mean, there can be stern. Something has to be done. It has to be done. But these people were just being flat-out jerks. And I'm like, I wouldn't work for you. Well, it's the anointing. I can get the anointing just by reading the Word, spending time with the Lord myself. I don't need to be belittled and trampled down. And that's one area that God's going to hold leaders and teachers accountable for. But anyhow, he said, "But we all stumble in many things, but if we do not stumble in word, we are mature." Guess what? Evidently, I ain't as mature as I thought I was. Because this stupid little muscle between our teeth, and I bite mine a lot, but it gets us in so much trouble. I've caught myself getting sucked into gossip. I'm like, what? Just because I knew a tidbit? Why? Because this stupid little thing likes to let everybody know what it knows. See, between the mind, the Bible says the mind is an enemy of God. This gray matter in between our ears. Guess what it controls? That thing. I will wash my hand before I shake your hand later. You'll be the first person. No. So anyhow, if we are able to control our tongue, the Bible says that we're mature. That we've been able to control everything. Now let's carry on. For indeed we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Whoever's controlling the rudder controls the entire ship. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. The fires in California were started by a tiny fire. How many houses have been burned out? How many thousands of acres are gone? And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our body members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Now, for those of you that looks back here in 7 and says, well, you know what, we haven't tamed everything. Well, we've actually done quite a bit on taming creatures. I know, I kid you not, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't watched the video, but I watched a video of a man who has tamed a saltwater crocodile. The thing is 20 feet long. He can go over to the water, get in the water, and he smacks the water with his hand, and up comes this gigantic crocodile. swims right up to him, brushes right up against him. He just puts his hand on it and pets it all the way down. He wrestles with it. You want to know how, by the way, you want to know how he won it over? A nearby farmer had shot the animal when it was just a little lizard. And he brought the thing home and nursed it. He hand-fed it, and he kept nursing it. And it took him 3 years to get the thing before it was out of the woods on dying. And he kept hiding it when the authorities would show up to take it from him because he didn't have a permit. He'd go into the jungle and put it in a pond there, and then when they'd leave, he'd go get it and bring it back up to his house. Then he finally got the permit, and he's got its own little pond there, and it stays on his property. And you know, he said, you know, every day people are wondering, why are you still going in there? His own wife, he remarried. His first wife couldn't handle it. And he married another woman, and she was getting where she couldn't handle it. And he'd get up in the middle of the night, and she woke up one night like, where is he? She'd hear splashing around in the pond. And he's out there 1 o'clock in the morning playing with this crocodile. And he says, I'll tell you right now, she'll go before it goes. Now, he says, everybody wondering, why are you not... Why are you still going out there, that crocodile? He could kill you and eat you. He says, listen, he hasn't done it in 20 years. I don't think he's going to do it now. He's been taking care of this thing, swimming with it for 20 years. He has tamed this crocodile. I don't think I'm going to get in with him because it don't know me. But you see, first off, gentleness and mercy tamed it. We've got lions. We tried to do the everything. We put them in zoos. We tried to this. We tried that. We got whales. We tried to bring into the parks. Sharks are still a little rebellious for the most part. But overall, man is trying to tame animals. All right? But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. All right? The very same tongue, we praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then we walk out and we curse the person who's parked too close to us. Why don't you learn to park? Oh, just shut your pie hole. You can stand there for 5 more minutes and wait for them to come out. They can move their vehicle and you can get in if you can't figure out how to get in. You see, but then James says, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't come into service and praise God for who he is. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. And then we go outside and we curse our brother and our sister with the same tongue. And that word curse is basically speaking against. And it means to speak evil against or of, wishing evil to come upon them. Okay? That's what that word means. We cannot do this. We got to start gaining control over our tongue. I don't know about you, but I don't want to have to go through Christian boot camp in heaven because I missed something important. I would rather, I'm like, okay, Lord, I have served you kind of off and on from a child. But I'm going to tell you, when I became a man, I've served him constantly. It ain't always been easy, but I've never doubted God and I didn't back off. Okay? Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear also olives? Bear olives or grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. What is wisdom? It is the principal thing. The first and foremost thing. Without it, God would never have created this earth. Read Proverbs. Proverbs says, I, wisdom, dwelt with God. And with me, he laid the foundations. With wisdom. See, I love to go in the garage and create my shop and create things. I love to create things. Love to do things. But wisdom says, first off, why are you creating this and spending all your time on it? Well, because I can, is usually the answer. But wisdom also says, okay, how is this going to support? How is this going to hold? See, when God was creating the heavens and the earth, wisdom said, you need for this earth to rotate around the sun. The earth needs to rotate itself. Not only are we going around the sun, contrary to all those people centuries before us that thought the sun went around us, we go around the sun, and our earth rotates, giving us the seasons. And actually, Carl and I were talking the other day, and I said, you know, all the maps I see of Pangaea, which is what they called the mass continent that God called Eden, this mass continent that reached around the world, primarily it was right on the equator, right in the middle. And you know why? Because it's warm for thousands of miles each direction. God wanted us to be warm because we were naked. Just saying. I think I was 1,000 miles from the equator in the Philippines. And folks, Christmas Day, it was 92 degrees. It was hot. I loved it. Other than being so far from family, but I had my Marine family there. So let him show by doing with good conduct that his works are done in meekness of wisdom. Our conduct is controlled by wisdom. There may be a time, the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season. You 60 generation people, you can finish singing the song. To everything there is a time and season and a place under heaven. The birds, right? Turn. Everything has a season. A time for war. A time for peace. We have got to understand that sometimes wisdom needs to take dominance over everything. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, I want to put a comma in there preaching today. If you have bitterness, envy, and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. In other words, shut your mouth. Because you will speak harmful things. When you have a well that's spitting out salt water, you don't drink from it. It's nasty. You don't even drink brackish water, which is the mixture. You know what loves brackish water? Crocodiles and alligators. They love it. It's black. It's nasty. You can't see the crocodiles. My pastor in North Carolina took us tubing, us, Angela and I, and another couple, on a new river in North Carolina. It was brackish water. We're out there. He's got his boat, and we got two tubes, and me and Brian, we're bouncing. He's trying to knock us off. I lost the first round. I'm sitting there, and I'm close enough to shore that I can see the sign that says, no swimming, American alligator habitat. We had a 10-footer on base in our park. I knew they could be big. I'm sitting there swimming. I'm like, hey, hurry up. Get back here. And he comes up, and he says, oh, he says, that gator's more afraid of you than you are of him. I said, that's not possible. And I determined from that point on, I was not going back in the water. I held onto that tube. I didn't care if it flipped over and he drugged me. I was not going in. Brian did. And he kind of felt the same way. I never went swimming again there in New River. Now, our pastor, he had bought property years ago, just right down from where we were at. And about a year and a half later, his kids were swimming off the dock. They were jumping off the dock. He walks out there, and there's an 8-foot gator swimming towards him. Guess whose kids didn't swim in the river anymore? See, you don't know what's in the brackish water. You may think, oh, it's okay, nothing. There's no harm here. There's evil lurking when our hearts are filled with the wrong things. There's a time just to be quiet. Be still, God says, and know that I'm God. You know what you just exercised? Wisdom. Verse 15. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Now, he's talking about the kind of garbage that we think, well, I'm going to impart my wisdom into them. I'm going to tell them what I know. Listen, you may know it. I may know it. There's times I back off because God says it's not worth the fight. I'll give you a case in point. The other day, I repaired a window for a family, and I had already seen, I pay attention, I like details, I like looking at the details when I go in to see what kind of people they were, okay? She breastfed her children, apparently, based on the bumper sticker on the back of her Honda that said, eat locally, and it had a mother nursing her baby. On the other side, it says, a woman belongs in the White House. A woman's place is in the White House. So I already knew. Okay. And her husband and I were talking, and he wanted me to, was asking me about doing a job which would require climbing on a roof, and with 2 tears in the meniscus in my right knee, that ain't happening. And I told him, and I just made a comment. I said, this is government health care for you. It took me 4 months to get the MRI, and I said, it's possibly going to be a year before I can see the actual surgeon. It's going to be healed by then, because that's what I'm declaring through wisdom and faith in Jesus Christ. I don't want them cutting any of that out. I got a long time left on that if Jesus tarries. And I started to say something, and Jesse, he's like, how did he put it? Yeah, he's like, shh, 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 shh. I'm like, what? And he says, she's voting for Hillary. Don't get her going. In other words, he didn't want me stirring up the hornet's nest about government health care with her. Because, well, he told us who he was voting for, and it wasn't her. But you see, wisdom spoke and said, you don't need to do this. You don't need to speak this out. Just shut up. A lot of people I know, they love to stir up problems. And I'm going to tell you what, there's a character flaw there. When you like to stir garbage. You want to play in pig poo? That's what you smell like. When I did construction work on hog farms, I was telling Carl, farmer boy loved me. Because I was one of the only guys in the state that would go onto a farm that was already occupied. Everybody wanted to go on a farm that was being newly built. It didn't smell like pig poo yet. I did one job where I was standing on pallets with 4x4s going across over top of a 10-foot deep pit. You want to take a guess what was in the pit? The whole time I made sure my phone was out of there, my wallet, anything that I valued was not on me. Because if I slipped, I was going down. Fortunately, it wasn't 10 foot deep at that time. But from that day forward, I still have the circular saw. It took nearly 10 years for the smell to leave the windings of the motor. That's how strong it was. But I was one of the only ones that would do it. But when I came home, my wife was like, You strip out in the driveway. Don't even come near the house. I don't care if the neighbors see you. You strip down to your skivvies and you go through the basement and come up. You are not going through the house smelling like that. You want to stir poo? That's what you're going to smell like. That's what you're going to be like. And nobody wants to be around you when you smell like poo. As Christians, we should not be offensive in that manner. Okay? Yes, we're going to offend people because we say Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. He's the only way to salvation. So there, but the worldly wisdom does not send from above, but it's earthly, it's sensual and demonic. It's what makes us feel good. Wisdom doesn't always make us feel good because, like I said, sometimes we just want to slap somebody silly. But most of the time, they're already silly, so you can't slap them silly. You're going to have to try to knock it out of them. Verse 16. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield. Did you hear that? It says, put the brakes on, stop right here. You don't have to go down that road. Full of mercy and good fruits. Without partiality and without hypocrisy. See, here's the whole problem with all of our politicians, period. Doesn't matter who they are. They do not truly have impartiality. There is judges. They have a partiality. I don't think judges should have to be partisan. I don't think sheriffs should. I think all those things should be nonpartisan. You don't need to be supporting a party by supporting the law. Because if you do, it means you're going to have partiality. Let me put it this way. If I'm on a jury and a Christian or a preacher I know comes up, first off, they're going to reject me because they know I'm a preacher. But what they don't know is I'm not going to make my decision based on the fact that he's a preacher. I might actually come down harder on him because he's a preacher. If he was truly in violation of the law. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs, you have to hear both sides of a story. If you come to me complaining about your spouse, I'm not going to give you what you think I'm going to give you. It's like, well, I got to hear his side. Or I got to hear her side. And then we're going to sit down and I'm going to tell you what I think. And you know what? And I know I sound like I'm really mean and stuff, but we're not. Anybody's ever had to talk to us, you know we're not. That's why God, see, as mean as I could be, God gave me her to soften me. Make me a little less violent, maybe. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. We are supposed to be trees producing fruit. I'm going to hit something here in a minute in Galatians. Galatians 5 tells us what the fruit of the Spirit are. And the fruits of the Spirit, there can never be a law that bans them. But the works of the flesh are everything that the Bible teaches against, that our laws are against. So if we are sowing fruit, the fruits of righteousness, first off, we have to be doing it in peace. First off, okay, there is a time, as Ecclesiastes says, there is a time to make war. There's a time to know when to back off. There's a time to know how to do it. Did it just get a little brighter in here? Okay, I'm just checking. There's a time for all this. And wisdom says, now's the time. You can keep pushing, you can keep pushing, you can keep pushing, but you're not going to have the results you think you're going to have. Because first off, you know what happens when wars go on real long? People get fed up with them. They want peace. Now, in America, we have had the great benefit of none of the world wars have reached our soil. Not that they weren't trying. And don't tell me Hawaii, because Hawaii was not American soil. We have had that benefit. But I promise you, if we had dealt with what Italy and France and England and Poland and all those European and even Asian countries have dealt with in the last 100 years, you'd see a different side to it. It's not fun. Well, let's go to war. I think every politician that votes for war should have to go to war or have been there. Better yet, have a son who's going to go. We all vote, yeah, let's send in our troops. There's times to send in our troops. There's a time to be smart about sending in our troops. The first thing you don't do is tell them you're coming. That's just my personal pet peeve. I don't tell the deer I'm about to shoot that I'm there. Right, guys? Come on, back me up on this. You don't say, hey, yo, Mr. Deer, I'm going to shoot you now. You know what? I've had them do it. They look up, they see me. You know what I see? A white tail, boing, 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 really fast. I will have to tell you this kind of funny story. We were putting this window in yesterday, changing sizes. And Jesse's cutting out the old window jams and everything with the Sawzall, and it's shaking the side of the wall there. I didn't think anything about it. I had my mounted deer skull. I did a European mount, which is just a skull, hanging above that window on an old piece of cherry. And the shaking shook it off. And I'm standing there, and man, that thing comes straight down on my head. And one of those antlers came around and caught me on the other side of the head. And I'm just standing there holding my head. And Angela, she's over there praying in tongues. And Jesse, he's, Dad, are you okay? You okay, Dad? I'm like, ugh. I said, he struck. He's trying to get me back for killing him. He's trying to kill me. I'll tell you right now, those antlers are no joke. Evidently, neither is my head, because nothing broke. So we should be sowing peace. Our tongues should be for peace, not for starting wars and fires. There's a time to stand and speak the truth. Okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, never denying Jesus Christ is an option. Ever. Don't ever do it. It's not an option. Okay? Now, flip over real quick to James chapter 1. Wrong thing. All right. Let's go to verse 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Well, you just wanted to hear that one today, didn't you? Count it joy when you're tested and you're tried. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. What is patience? It's another one of the fruits of the Spirit. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Again, let patience have its work, its perfect work, that you may be mature. I know it stinks. You get going, you start running, and bam, you get hit again. You get back up. You may get up a little slower. You may take off running a little slower. The fact is, everybody gets knocked down. It's how long you stay laying on the ground. When you're laying on the ground, we know you're hurt or you're embarrassed. Suck it up, princess, and get up. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. He's saying, if you're in a trial, something's testing you. Listen, bad stuff happens to everybody, but I'm going to tell you, you particularly know when it's a full-on demonic attack, when it's just one thing after another. Can't tell you how many times I've seen people go through stuff. one thing after another. Boom, 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 boom. Stop where you are. Ask God for wisdom. Ask Him what to do. You know, we all know the saying, if you're going through a minefield, what do? You step in the other man's footprints, right? What do you do, though, when the footprints end? You got to have wisdom, don't you? You know what? I'll tell you what you do when the footprints end. You get on your belly, pull out your knife, and you crawl and slowly, gently poke the ground and keep advancing. That's what you do. Fear says, run. You know what happens when you run? Your footprints end pretty quick too. You've got to low crawl. You've got to get down and slow down. And find the mines. When you find a mine, you mark it and you go around it. See, but we don't do that. See, everybody wants to try to put things into a perspective that's not beneficial. Here's machine gun prayer. We pray the same thing 10 times in a row. It doesn't benefit anybody. There's no faith in that. How about let's put something into practicality? You're in a spot you don't know. Bible says, ask God for wisdom. You stop. God, I need help here. I don't know where to go. If I go this way, this happens. If I go this way, this happens. If I go that way, that might happen. Well, you know what? You got to move. You got to do something. You can't just stand there. Oh, hey, you know what? Because here's another thing what people don't know about minefields. There's usually a sniper monitoring them. Snipers sit in the tree a mile away. And when you stop, they drop you. And then when you run in fear, the mine gets you. See, that's why the Bible talks so much against fear. We panic with fear. Can't tell you how many times, because of my fear of the dark, that I found my bicycle that I refused to stand up. And my bicycle was brown, so even if I did stand it up, I wasn't going to see it. Fear made me run through the yard one night in West Virginia across from my grandma's, just running as fast as I could run. Until I found the guide wire for the clothesline right across my chest. I had a big old doohickey for quite a while. It hurt, laid me out too. Good time, no longer fun. But fear did it. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for whoever doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let that man not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. Now, I know we usually talk about that, about asking God for things, and that's great. That can be used in that. James is here teaching us a lesson in asking God for wisdom. We need wisdom in everything. Lord, do I buy this car? Do I not? Do I buy this house? Do I not? Do I do this? Do I not? Do I do this? Do I do this? Lord, I need wisdom. I don't need the earthly wisdom. Because remember, what is earthly wisdom? It's sensual. Proverbs talks again against that. But Solomon put it in this way. My son, stay away from the loose woman. She may smell good, her lips may be painted red, and her bed is maybe laid up, but her steps lead to the depths of hell. She's going to seduce you in. It's going to look good. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you. It's nicer over here. You know what they always say about the grass growing greener, right? Over the septic tank. Oh, it does. Boy, our grass in the back of our yard, it was always, we could be in drought and we could have grass that tall. I don't care. It was all green. And unfortunately, that was the only place I could play football. So if things were plugged up, we stayed out of it, actually. So you see, we have got to ask God for wisdom on our words, on our actions, what we do, what we don't do. Speak when you have to. Listen, people may think, well, you're a weak person if you didn't stand up and say something. No. History might count me as a wise person that I didn't start a fight right then. Because it's a coward that starts a fight and walks away. Just shut up. If you ain't willing to take that thing to the end, and that's most of the time because, listen, words only go so far. That's how wars start. Words only go so far. And then somebody says, yeah, you know what? But I got a big army. I'll invade you. And then we'll see who's laughing. With wisdom, we make all of our choices. Do I stay or do I go? If I stay, there will be trouble. You got to use wisdom. Lord, do I keep preaching for another hour? You know what was hilarious? It was a unanimous look across the congregation. It was more of the Snoopy sitting on his doghouse scowl, the buzzard. Or in my case, our dog who looks like a gargoyle sitting there. It's like, man, we got a black gargoyle sitting on the corner of the porch. But folks, wisdom. You don't need to run on your emotions. Quit running on emotions. If you're going to answer or say something out of your emotions, zip it. Walk away, step away from it. Had the opportunity the other day, I was going to say something, and I just so wanted to let it out. God said, take a breath, Art. You know what? I don't want to deal with this today. I walked away from it. It's not that hard. Well, I can't sleep with myself if I didn't say anything to them. Oh, for crying out loud. Nobody cares about your seductive wisdom. Just shut up. Not every fight's worth getting into. Because like I said, there are people, they live to fight. They live to get into dog poo. They're nothing more than monkeys, folks. Doesn't matter what color they are. They like to throw poo. Doesn't matter what belief system they are of. They want to stir. Let them throw. Don't have to sit in it. That's what separates us. We can use common sense and say, hey, you know what? I don't have to sit in a cage. I had a monkey when I was little. It was a spider monkey. You know where we kept him? In the bathroom. You know why? Because he liked to throw poo. My mom and dad did not always use wisdom on buying critters. We ended up with that stupid thing 3 times. We give it away, they bring it back. I don't know where it ended up the last time. But if we're going to act, that's all we're acting like, is a caged animal. When we react like the world would react, instead of using wisdom. I will tell you that monkey did one thing that I look back and kind of chuckle. His cage was over top of the toilet. My aunt, who we never really got along real well because we were so close, she was in the bathroom, had long hair. The monkey reached down, grabbed her by the hair, and stood. Now, mind you, if I was 2, she was 5, so It's not like she was real old, but I bet she remembers that. Because I only heard the story. But you see, folks, we just got to start using wisdom with everything. But as the days grow closer, what rolls off of our tongue cannot be blessing and cursing. It's got to be blessing. Bless, 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 and do not curse. Bless, 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 and do not curse. We're called to stand out. I'm going to tell you, I will wrap up here. True Christians will become criminals. They won't deny Jesus Christ. History proves it. The cycle is going to prove itself. Only when Constantine became a Christian did Christianity become cool. But when Christianity became cool, Christianity was no longer Christianity. Exactly. It got watered down. It got mixed up with all kinds of other religions. We brought this, we brought that. Oh, yeah. Gospel went across the world. And you know what? I think to a degree it kind of had to. Something had to happen to get it to go further. But we didn't need to kill people because they wouldn't accept Jesus Christ. That wasn't cool. We misunderstood what Jesus was meaning about the sword. And I believe in the days before Jesus Christ returns, before the true believers are taken, you're going to see Christianity is not cool anymore. But when you see true believers in Jesus Christ, you're going to see real revival. I'm not talking about let's go out and fill up the ball stadiums, folks. That had its day. We need to quit worrying about that garbage. We don't need to go out and get tents. We're not getting tents. We're not going to go rent out the high school. We're not going to take out the football fields. It ain't happening. Real revival was what was taking place with the early church in those first 300, shy of 300 years. That is what real revival was. The church was added to daily, and they were being taken out and killed. Miracles were taking place. God was supplying. God was providing for his people. And they kept going, and they kept going, and they kept going. Well, it's a sick God that makes his people die. No, it's a sick God that makes his people kill in his name. And God never told us to kill in his name. He didn't say we had to, by the way, lay there and take a beating either. And that's not, like I said, it's going to be the government that's going to try cracking down. I don't care who becomes president. Don't care. There's already things in place, already laws. We don't know. There were so many laws passed with Obamacare, nobody knows them all. Because none of our senators and congressmen read it. You don't know. We don't know what's in there. Just saying. It's not a political thing. We need to fire every senator and congressman in there. You didn't read it. You passed one of the biggest bills in this country's history, and you didn't read it. That's just kind of like George Bush Sr. standing up here saying, read my lips, no new taxes. He didn't raise any taxes. But what he failed to do was realize President Reagan had signed one that was going to come into effect on his turf, on his time. And not one American will forget it. You said no new taxes. He didn't. But he didn't divulge that there was one coming up if he knew about it. So, there's so many things. I mean, for crying out loud, if the stack of books is this big that you got to read for a bill, we're away from what this country's supposed to be. Wisdom.
You can't do that, Pastor. You can't do that. You can't say that. I don't agree.
Well, you don't have to agree with me. I don't care. That's the great thing about America, isn't it? We have the right to disagree and still be friends. I got friends that are voting the other way. I don't care. I'm just saying we need to use wisdom in all things. All right, let's stand. Or else this will become a soapbox, and I will take up that hour that I was joking about, and you will get mad. Because I'm going to tell you, it is hot up here. I'm going to say this. I have nobody in mind. Okay. If you are a believer, you are on Facebook, pay attention to where your likes come from, the page you shared. Look at the title. Who is the source? I say that because I can't tell you, believers that I know who've shared things. And when you look at where it came, because it puts your name above it, right? Remember this? It will be F this stuff was the page. Really? And then you turn around and your next post was God is good. I look at the source. I won't share something. I mean, there may be something funny. Ha, 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 yeah. Gee. Learn your computer how to take that image, save it to your computer, and you share it clean. Away from all that garbage. I got a guy from our school. He was severely mentally handicapped. We weren't friends in school because he was never in any of our real classes. But I'm going to tell you right now, he started flooding my thing with porn. By the way, if you're showing lusty pictures as a Christian, knock it off. This I will not repent of for saying it from here, because there's people listening online. People sharing a Kenneth Copeland post in one page, and they're showing half-naked men the next one. Oh, I love that. Do you read your stinking Bible? Do you? You don't need to be sharing and liking lusty garbage. Show me a picture of a Ferrari. I'll like it with you. Unless it's from that source that I shared with you. And by the way, if it's Arabic writing, stay away from it, period. My brother shared with me about that. The people have no idea. When they look up, look at the Arabic writing, be careful. And if you get hacked and you ask for a friendship back, ain't happening. You ain't paying attention. I got family members who got hacked and they tried to refriend me. Oh, no. If you ain't going to use wisdom on what pages you're looking at, where you're going, and don't understand that, yes, cyber espionage is real. Again, wisdom. It's very much needed. Now, if your husband gets into your account or your wife gets into your account and says, I have the best husband or wife in the world, yeah, that's the right kind of hacking. But when you're not using your brains, God gave us brains, let's use them. Christians don't have to be dumb sheep. We're supposed to be gentle, but a lion on the inside. And by the way, I don't go into the prayer room as a kitten. Why? Why go in to make war as a kitten? Makes no sense to me. I go in as a lion. You're going to go to fight. During the fight's not the time to become a man. Okay. I do got to shut up. You still love me? You still like me? I don't care if you love me. You like me just a little bit? At least I got my wife that still likes me, so the rest, I don't care. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we are truly grateful and honored, Lord, to be called your children, your friends. Lord, we pray now that when we do, when we go to look at things, when we go to say things, Father, we will use wisdom, Father, that we will listen to the Holy Spirit that is saying, say this or don't say this. Father, that we will be sensitive to your leading and your guiding in all things. And Father, I thank you and praise you, Lord, that in spite of what is going on in this world, you are God. Jesus is on the throne as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that we have no man to fear on this earth, for what can man do but kill our body? But Lord, your word says we should rather fear the one who can condemn our eternal soul to hell. And now, Father, I thank you and praise you for your word, for your mercy, for your kindness, and how it draws us in. Father, may we aspire to show more mercy, more kindness, and more of you to the world, and even to those of the household of faith. Now, Lord, I thank you and praise you for these people. Lord, I know many of them are dealing with things. Lord, I pray right now for wisdom in those. Father, for strength and for courage to stand and to fight. Lord God, and we back them in Jesus' name, Lord God, with courage and with strength, Father. We thank you and praise you in their lives and everything they do in Jesus' name. Amen.